USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is in New York City for his arraignment tomorrow, and Mayor Eric Adams is sending out a warning to those who might want to demonstrate or protest, and he's pointing the finger at one person in particular.
People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech. She stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior.
He also wants any potential demonstrators to know they will be arrested for any vandalism or violence. People beginning to gather outside Trump Tower, both those who support former President Trump and those who want to see him go to jail.
They're trying to get the most powerful Republican off the ballot. That's all they're doing. Very honestly, very simple, people. Open your eyes.
It's a political witch hunt.
The real Donald Trump has always been a crook and dishonest as the day is long.
A new CNN poll shows 60% of Americans said they are in favor of the indictment of the former president. There's a concern that the bacteria linked to tainted eye drops imported from India could gain a foothold in American healthcare facilities. The CDC says that bacteria is highly drug resistant. Earlier this year, the FDA issued a recall of EsriCare artificial tears after 3 people died, 8 were blinded, and dozens more developed serious infections. President Biden is continuing his Invest in America tour with a stop today at a Cummins plant in Minnesota.
The plan is to invest in America in a literal sense, not overseas in America. Invest in ourselves. And it's working.
Biden touting his Inflation Reduction Act, which he said enabled that plant to start building electrolyzers for the first time in the U.S. Well, there's no time like now to party. April 3rd is recognized as World Party Day, the day inspired by the 1995 novel Flight, a quantum fiction novel, which has a synchronized worldwide celebration on April 3rd, 2000. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Former President Trump's legal team doesn't want cameras in the courtroom where he will be facing charges related to a hush money deal with an adult film star. Trump attorney Joe Tacopina told Forbes the legal team is opposed to the idea. He accused prosecutors of wanting to make the case a spectacle. Students in Tennessee walked out of classes today to protest at the state capitol, calling for stricter gun laws.
Your thoughts and prayers are empty promises to everyone that has been murdered because you are scared of losing your power.
Yeah. The protest comes a week after 6 people were killed at the Covenant School in Nashville. Today's walkout and protest was organized by the youth-led group March for Our Lives, which was started by survivors of the Parkland High School shooting in Florida in 2018. The Defense Department is confident the Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. earlier this year didn't see much. Department spokesperson Sabrina Singh says the U.S. took precautionary measures to protect intel once the balloon was discovered in U.S. airspace.
We took steps to protect our own military installations from foreign intelligence collection.
But she says they are still assessing what information China was able to gather and noted it's not clear if China was able to transmit back to Beijing in real time. Legendary college basketball coach Bobby Knight is out of the hospital. Statement from his family asks for privacy as he rests at home. His family also thanked those who provided their thoughts and prayers. The 82-year-old admitted to an Indiana hospital over the weekend. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.